All eyes are on the Australian Open at the moment. We know that three planes have come from overseas. All passengers are in quarantine. That includes, obviously, a lot of people involved with the Australian Open. Three players and one broadcaster have all tested positive for COVID. And it's really... Sorry, my chair just collapsed on me.
That's all right, mate.
It's thrown the tennis world into disarray. And a lot of people, obviously a lot of the players, are reaching out from quarantine, frustrated. So much goes into preparing for a big grand slam like this and to be cooped up in a hotel room for 14 days. I mean, who knows how this could affect the Australian Open moving forward. But we now have from hotel quarantine an Australian tennis legend, Pat Cash, joining us. Pat, thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Pat, you're there in the hotel room in quarantine yourself. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in quarantine for the players and what's your take on all of this?
I honestly don't know what the other players are doing because we're not allowed to really communicate other than text and whatever. It's not like we can walk down and knock on each other's doors. As soon as we stick our head out, there's a security person there. They're yelling at us, but it certainly is very, very frustrating for the players who obviously made their way down, all the way down to Australia, done their preparations at home or abroad somewhere and played tournaments, and then to come down and, you know, somebody, you know, as one of the planes was an airline attendant was positive, so the whole, because he or she was walking up and down the plane, the whole plane has to be isolated, so... Yeah, that's just really bad luck. I don't know about all the cases, but it certainly makes it really, really tough to expect them to come out of quarantine and to be able to perform particularly well in the first couple of weeks that they get out. But they have a little bit of time because there's a tournament pre the Australian Open. So I'd say it's probably better for the women since they're playing three sets, but as we know, the men's matches sometimes can go on for 5 hours and two weeks in a hotel room.
Not this year.
With air conditioning with no fresh air is not exactly ideal, is it?
Now, Cashy, it's Fev here, mate. I saw you on the project last night, which was a great interview, and I've got a bit of a problem with the Australian Open being on. And you said it, you just said it there, and they're not going to be match fit. Now, is there any way that this should be postponed? Because the best players aren't here. As you say, five sets are not going to be match fit. They've come from countries that are got the coronavirus. Is like it's epic. It's everywhere. They're coming to our country. If it gets out, we can go back into lockdown. Why wouldn't they just postpone it?
Because the Victorian government are committed to it. Tennis Australia are committed to it. And in the end, you know, Australia has to open up at some stage. And the quarantine process that we've been involved in for 6 months in, on and off the US Open, French Open, and all other tournaments. This is by far the most extreme by a long, long way. And they're taking all the precautions. It is going to be unfortunate some players are going to be underdone. But there's still going to be some fantastic tennis. And once you get through these couple of weeks, I think people will be really thrilled to see the tennis back out there and come and cheer their favourite players on. And there's going to be some fantastic tennis. It's one of those things. The players have, as I said, that we've been for 6 months. We've been dealing with this, and they're very, very careful. It's not as if you've invited a bunch of party animals, spring breakers from America to come out and they've just gone nuts and jumping around, running around the hallways. It's not the case at all. We're all very, very aware of the situation, and we all do the best we can to prevent the spread of this nasty flu.
Pat, have the brackets been locked in yet, or can we have like a coronavirus bracket versus a they've got to train bracket? You know what I mean? So you're not putting somebody that's been stuck in a hotel versus somebody who's been training every day.
Yeah, no, well, no, you can't really do that. But they are trying, what they're trying to do is, I'm actually allowed out with my player this morning, so we're pretty excited to get out, get some fresh air for the first time in 3 days. But what happens is we get knock on the door at the room, me and my player and one other player and their coach. We get escorted down the hallway, into the lift, straight into the car, get out the tennis court. We get onto the tennis court. We can't go into a certain area, so we can't really mingle with other players, though we have been mingling with them for 6 months and the other tournaments. So then we get escorted back, straight back into our rooms again. So it's, so we can get some some training done. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, so, I said some of the other players are just locked out and they're not going to be able to get the training that they want. But none of us are getting, as I said, coaches and players are getting the training that we want, really, ideally. Really? But we're getting what we're getting enough. We're very excited to be here in Australia. We love the Australian Open. The Australian Open is always voted the most popular tournament. Yeah. We love coming down here. And it's an unbelievable event. You know, Tennis Australia have done it's phenomenal what they've done to get this happening. And we've been invited here. You know, I said I think everybody wants to get things moving. You know, and certainly I know nobody wants to spread to get the virus going around. But you know, we've been in much worse conditions around the world as far as the virus is concerned. And there's been very, very few cases that have been brought into the tennis world.
Do you think, Pat, I mean, considering there will be players and their training, their lead-up will be affected, that the results may not be what they would have been? Do you think there could be results that are unexpected and then there might be a little bit of a blowback at the end where people are going, well, that's not fair, so-and-so didn't get through because they were stuck in a hotel room for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's certainly going to throw a cat amongst the pigeons, isn't it?
That'd be nice.
I mean, certainly the women's tour is always open. We've seen so many different winners in Grand Slams over the last few years. We don't really know anybody could sort of win, really, in the top 50 players. The men has been a bit more easy to read. But, it certainly could throw things up. But that doesn't it sort of make it a bit exciting? Does all of a sudden we say, you know, somebody can come through and get to the semi-final or a final that we don't know of, or we don't know as much about. And I think that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Now, Cashy, reports overnight that some of the players have breached some of the protocols, and they said that they were unaware of these protocols. So I think someone just opened their door and spoke to their teammate across the other side of the hallway and got fined 20 grand. Are you guys aware of all the rules?
Well, I think it's one of the things that the communication is, you know, that we have been given a list of various things, but you know, from the first thing, there's always going to be chops and changes. But you know, there is, we're allowed out to put our rubbish outside the door. You know, if somebody's across the other side opening their door at the same time you say hi, you know, a bit of common sense is, I think, is required here, you know.
Because you could set a little net up. You could set a little net up in the hallway and hit it from room to room.
Well, you know what? I would tell you what. Don't throw that idea around. It might actually happen.
Yeah, are the security guards in the tennis hotel on really high chairs? Like an
umpire? Back to your room, please.
Oh, Pat.
Well, I think they're John Mack. One guy just absolutely ripped into me. I think he might have been John McEnroe down there in a mask. Excusing me, telling me to get back in my room.
Oh, well, Pat, you sound like you're in great spirits. Stick with it. You're doing a great job in there.
Enjoy your day out.
And we hope to see you when you eventually get out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be happy to. I'm not coming in the studio. Only an outdoor interview, please.
Thanks for joining us, Pat Cash.
There you go.